Welcome back to Eco Talk. We are broadcasting from the studios of Air America Radio. Nice to be on the East Coast. We're usually on that left coast out of San Francisco. And sometimes I guess we do stories that are emanating out of California, thinking, assuming that, you know, a lot of environmental and progressive trends start there. And they do. But it's nice to be New York centric this week, at least in a couple of segments. And I'm pleased to have State Senator Liz Krueger on the line now. She's going to be talking about something that happened, ironically, on the same day that President Bush, in his State of the Union speech, acknowledged that we have a problem. America is addicted to oil. And on that day, the State Senate in New York passed a bill that would grant a tax cut to giant oil companies, even as they are reporting record profits, especially Exxon with a $36 billion profit. That's a record for any profit for any American company ever, as well as to independent distributors that bring oil into the state. And that caused a little bit of a problem for Senator Liz Krueger. So she's joining us now to tell us why this seems like a lose-lose proposition to be both incentivizing fossil fuel use and giving incentives to the oil industry while at the same time talking about, really researching and developing more renewable alternative sources of energy. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So what struck you about this that made you want to speak out?
Well, certainly the timing with the president's confusion over where he stands on this issue did not escape me when I was on the floor of the state Senate. But the bottom line was this was a bill that my Republican colleagues had brought out once before back in September in a special session where they were attempting to pretend to deal with the problem of skyrocketing costs for petroleum products. And when I say pretend, it was because this bill, even if one accepted at face value that it was a good thing to bring down the price of gasoline, that this bill was simply going to reduce by 4 cents a gallon the price of gas at the pumps for people if the oil companies chose to actually pass along those savings to consumers.
And what's the likelihood of that happening, in your opinion?
I don't know, about negative 10 on a possible list of 1 to 10. I mean, they're price gouging, they're price fixing, they're exploiting, you know, the American public to the tune of billions of dollars of profits. Everybody knows it. And so why in hell would we be giving them tax credits and incentives? Now, having said that, this still leaves me the question, why at a time when we're supposed to be aggressively decreasing our dependence on petroleum products, both for international relations reasons and for environmental reasons, why would we give tax incentives to people involving petroleum products at all?
So you obviously voted against this bill. What was the final vote?
Actually, the final vote was about 12 Democrats voted against it. Everyone else voted for it. And you need to understand, here in New York State, the Republicans control the New York State Senate, and when they bring a bill to the floor, they always all vote for it. They work in lockstep. And this is a one-house bill. The Assembly, which is democratically controlled, I don't believe has any intention of ever passing this bill. So this is probably not something that will become law.
Do you think this is going to remain a bipartisan issue?
I hope that it's a bipartisan issue for everyone to understand how important it is for state governments, as well as the federal government, to A, do everything possible to decrease our dependence on petroleum products, and when we use tax policy, to use it to encourage the alternative use of sustainable, non-polluting or less polluting options for ourselves.
I guess I should have said, how long is this going to remain a partisan issue? Why is there this division, given we all see the need, I think, or at least that they're talking the talk, even Republicans, about getting off foreign oil?
Oh, so why are the Republicans so much worse than the Democrats on this one?
On this particular issue. Since it is patriotic to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, yeah. When is that dissonance going to decrease?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we have a president who dissonance seems to be his middle name. So I don't know the answer, and I really don't think that many of my Republican colleagues in Albany even grasp sort of the bigger picture question before us. They just do individualized bills for individualized folks that they care about. And sometimes I think they don't care about the right people.
Talk about dissonance. You know, in California, we have the governor, Schwarzenegger, of course, who brought us the Hummer, now really taking substantial action to curb our emissions, to combat global warming. So we're trying to figure out, you know, where he's coming from, but it's an interesting thing to watch. Where does George Pataki come down in your view on, you know, really being committed to exploring alternatives to fossil fuels?
Again, perhaps like your governor in California, our governor in New York is a little confusing on environmental issues, because the truth is most environmentalists would tell you that of all the issues George Pataki's made a name for himself on, the environment is one where he's actually been pretty good much of the time, and I will give him that. As a Republican governor, he has been good on a significant number of environmental issues for the state of New York. Having said that, when it comes to petroleum issues and tax policy, I think that he is coming very late to the table with a very confused and mixed message. So he seemed actually in his final State of the State speech this year, we do those at the state level, and he's already announced he's not running for governor again, but is possibly running for president. His State of the State speech spent a lot of time talking about ethanol and corn, which you usually think of as being relevant in Iowa, but not in New York State. So he's found a newfound sort of love and attraction for ethanol, even though I think many in the environmental movement aren't convinced that's such a good idea. He is supporting, although in my opinion not aggressively enough, new models of sustainable energy development in the state of New York, new models of tax exemptions and credits for businesses and residences who shift to more green options for energy. We're still trying, though, to push a bill that would allow you, if you have alternative energy production capacity, to be able to deduct that from your electric bills so that we can actually encourage both residential and businesses.
Senator, I'm afraid we're running out of time.
Sure.
I appreciate your giving us the time, and thank you for your comments, and good luck in the State Senate in New York.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to EcoTalk, broadcasting out of New York City this week. Stay with us. When we return, we'll be talking about a campaign that's taken off. It's called Compact, and it's all about overconsumption. Stay with us.